message of unity. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden will point to an economic and democratic recovery in his second State of the Union address.
The president will deliver his first State of the Union with a Republican-led House by saying American democracy remains unbowed and unbroken, though bruised. In excerpts of the speech released by the White House, President Biden will say the country has emerged from every crisis stronger than when we entered it, and that that is what is happening again after COVID and the greatest threat democracy has faced since the Civil War. The president will also call on Republicans to work together the same way bipartisan lawmakers did last Congress, saying fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune on what he expects tonight.
I'm sure he's going to try and talk tonight about all the positive things that have happened. But we've got a debt that's out of control, a southern border that's out of control, a country that has gone from energy dominance to energy reliance, and we live in an increasingly dangerous world.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is set to deliver tonight's Republican response. She's expected to say Republicans believe in an America where strong families thrive in safe communities, where jobs are abundant and paychecks are rising, where the freedom our veterans shed their blood to defend is the birthright of every man, woman, and child. Recovery teams are working to get remnants of the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down over the weekend off the coast of South Carolina.
The U.S. military says a majority of the debris left floating on the surface of the ocean has been picked up by Navy divers. The debris is first brought onto the USS Carter Hull to be categorized by the FBI and naval investigators. The debris is brought onto shore, unloaded, and then taken to the FBI's crime lab at Quantico, Virginia.
Fox's Brian Yannis, America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The murder trial of a once prominent attorney continues in South Carolina as prosecutors try to prove corruption led to him murdering his wife and son.
A former partner at the law firm where South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh worked testified that Murdaugh deposited dozens of forged checks, supposedly for settlement amounts, into an account he controlled instead of providing the actual settlements to clients. Prosecutors say Murdaugh's fraud acts led to his allegedly killing his wife and adult son. His own defense attorneys argued against allowing the jury to hear of the financial charges against him. Murdaugh hails from a famous South Carolina family of lawyers. The firm where he worked once bore his family name. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new report finds even though a federal rule requires U.S. hospitals to post their prices online, the majority of them aren't doing it.
The report from the nonprofit Patient Rights Advocate finds that only about a quarter of the hospitals are fully compliant with the federal hospital transparency rule, which went into effect January 1st, 2021. That rule requires U.S. hospitals to provide clear, accessible price information online about the items and services they offer, making it easier for patients to estimate the cost of a visit before they go. The report surveyed the websites of 2,000 large hospitals across the country and found that while most had posted files, they were incomplete or didn't clearly spell out the costs. It also found that none of the hospitals from the country's largest hospital system, HCA Healthcare, were in compliance. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One in five American adults will make a bet on Sunday's Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Chiefs. That's the prediction from the American Gaming Association, which has over 50 million U.S. adults planned to bet on the game, wagering a total of $16 billion. Sports betting is legal in 33 states plus Washington, D.C. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.